Let's get to our book review, and it's a very good morning to Melanie O'Loughlin.
Kia ora, Catherine.
A Children's Bible is by Lydia Millett. What do we have here, please?
Oh, wow. It's a novel that starts out like that 80s movie, The Big Chill, because you've got a bunch of 40-something college friends, and they rent what's known in the US as a robber baron. House. It's a huge house in upstate New York, and they rent it for the entire summer. Now, they drag along their mostly teenage children and confiscate their electronic devices and set them loose on the vast grounds, largely so they can get back to the serious business of drinking. So far, so Big Chill, but then it differs because the point of view is narrated by a teenage girl called Evie. She's whip smart, and she's just a great character to follow. She's all-seeing. And the best thing about Evie is the next-level scorn that she brings to the parents. She's like Greta Thunberg glaring at President Trump as she watches their every move. She says, as the evenings wore on, some parents got it into their heads to dance. Lumpen, sad spectacle. But, you know, as the summer wears on, I really got to understand Evie's scorn because as things unfold, these parents quickly become contenders for the worst ever in contemporary fiction. I'll just say there's a pretty unfortunate incident with ecstasy. It's like train wreck funny because we know these people. We know the things they read. We know the cars they drive, hybrid or BMW. But what we don't predict is how they're going to react and behave when a superstorm bears down on their holiday. So kind of about halfway through, the novel switches seamlessly from a tale of modern manners to an allegory on climate change. Lydia Millett, for those of you who don't know, because she quietly goes under the radar, but she's written 12 novels, picked up quite a few prizes, a Pulitzer nomination, and the Children's Bible was itself shortlisted for the National Book Award. She's really got the writing chops, and it shows here as she frames this apocalypse tale using the concept of those children's Bibles that so many of us had when we were young, you know, with their dark tales of warning. And sort of to balance out the scorn, Evie's got a younger brother, Jack, who's sweet and naive, and it's his copy of the children's Bible that he studies religiously. And he says to them at one point, after all the storms, he says, I've figured it out. God's a code word. God means nature, and Jesus stands for science. And if you believe Jesus, you'll be saved. And it's the same with science. You know, so wow, she's bringing together some big ideas. It's pretty prescient. And yep, she's got an ark. She's got floods, plagues, some commandments, even a birth in a barn. But what it really is a powerful study of parents' denial of climate change, face of their children, imploring them, you know, to act. And it shows how that divides the generations. But it's also hopeful that she sort of shows us how to live with the truth. It's really, really prescient. She's got great scenes. They just build and build. Most often to a good punchline. Yeah, she's a quiet super achiever. She's got 12 novels, a master's in environmental economics, and she works full-time for the Centre for Biological Diversity. And she seems really fun. She seems like a good person to have around for dinner.
Excellent. So overall, recommend it. I mean, you said it was comedic in tone. Comedic in tone, but then it has an underlying allegory, as you say, an underlying message.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's a great way to go because people really don't want to. That's the whole point. People don't want to face up to this climate information. It's too hard. We're busy. You know, we want to get on lives. And so she packages up in a funny way, but the message is all there. And you know, I was reading it last week in the lockdown up here in Auckland, and Evie is sitting on top of a silo contemplating her new life post-storm, and she has this sudden thought where she goes, why are we always complaining? We get to be alive. And I just thought, whoa, that this is a book. You know, it's a cautionary tale, but you want to read it.
Thank you. Melanie O'Loughlin has reviewed A Children's Bible by Lydia Millett. It is published by W.W. Norton & Co., $28 the price.